Hi friends, it's Jillian, and you're listening to In Case You Missed It on Teach Me How to Adult, a podcast on navigating the ups and downs of adulthood, from managing stress and finances to crushing your career and your love life. Tune in every Monday as I share game-changing tips from guests and past episodes that you might have missed. Adulting isn't easy, but we got you. I saw you do a post recently on how you like to boost your serotonin. What are some of the ways in terms of like food or probiotics or just habits that we can employ?
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many different ways that you can increase serotonin. Easy little things from just going outside and feeling the sun on your face to hugging a loved one or connecting with someone. That will increase serotonin. Meditation is great for that as well. And then there's everything from like supplements and vitamins. So some really good vitamins that I would recommend for nearly everyone, unless you have a certain medical condition, is to take vitamin D. Most Canadians are vitamin D deficient. I would highly recommend actually even getting your vitamin D levels tested and just seeing probably how deficient you are, and then choosing a vitamin D supplement. And you should be taking vitamin D3 with K2. Another supplement I really recommend taking is magnesium. Magnesium helps vitamin D work better. And if you take it before bed, it will really help you to rest and recover. Other vitamins would be B-complex is another really important one that helps with serotonin production. So those would probably be the kind of top three vitamins I would take. And then as far as food goes, I would aim for foods that are high in tryptophan. So a lot of fish, nuts, seeds, non-processed meats, dark leafy greens, those are all really helpful for boosting your levels of serotonin. Other supplement I would take is omega-3 fatty acids. Yeah. They're involved in so many aspects of neurotransmission that they're always very helpful for mood and depression.
Are there any other supplements just in general for mood in this time of year?
Okay, I have a couple, so I'll throw a few at you that are my absolute, absolute favorite supplements and that have made such a difference in my life. So the first one is saffron, and saffron's a spice. But if you take it in supplement form, about 30 milligrams a day, it boosts serotonin, dopamine, and noradrenaline. So it can be really helpful for depression and focus. And there's actually clinical studies that have compared it to antidepressants, and it has worked just as well.
Yeah. Why aren't people talking about this? You're the first person I've ever had recommend saffron. Wow.
Saffron is incredible. It's something that I take religiously every single day. I would just say that if you are somebody who's on medication or antidepressant, just check with your physician first in case it doesn't interact with it. L-theanine, that one's an amino acid. And I find L-theanine really, really helpful, especially if you're somebody with anxiety. If you have anxiety, it can really help to kind of calm down your nervous system, calm your nerves within 30 to 45 minutes. And it gives you this feeling of as if you just came out of meditation. So you just have so much more mental clarity and focus. It also pairs really well with caffeine. So if you're a coffee drinker and you're somebody who just gets the jitters or anxious when you drink coffee, L-theanine will really help with that.
I'm on such a supplement kick right now, just trying to figure out like I know there's no easy answer. Like you can't just obviously like take a pill and everything will be fine, but figuring out the protocol that like will best just kind of like optimize whatever you have going on, I think is so amazing. And there's so much great research coming out. So those are great suggestions.
Totally. There's so much out there, but it's just, finding the things that are right for you.
I also wanted to ask about sunlight versus daylight, because all the advice, I see online is get sunlight exposure first thing in the AM, but we have not had sunlight here in weeks. Like every day is rainy, overcast, and dark. So I'm wondering if the suggestion to work by a window and like face the window to get sunlight, is it still effective if it's just daylight but it's dark out? Should I still try to be near a window even if there's no sunlight to be seen? And is it just a matter of daylight or does it need to be sun?
Daylight does help. So if you're working, if it's a cold, rainy, gloomy day and you're working by a window, that still will help improve your mood. Getting outside and actually like viewing the direct light, even if it's rainy or cloudy or what have you, is still going to be the best. Yeah. If the sun is up and you're working by a window, it definitely will help.
Okay, so it's the getting outside. That is the piece I'm missing. Because when it's dark out and it's gloomy and it's in the middle of the day, I'm like, there's no point in going outside because there's no sun. But I think that's just been my way of convincing myself that it's okay to sit inside and rot. And I should, in fact, go outside.
Yeah, even just a small walk, 10 to 15 minutes a day.
Thanks for starting your week with us. If you enjoyed today's In Case You Missed It, check out the episode description or show notes to find the full episode. It would mean so much if you would subscribe and leave a comment or a rating. It really helps grow the show. And you can follow us on Instagram at teachmehowtoadultmedia or on TikTok at teachmehowtoadult for more hot tips. See you next time.